Hello, and a warm welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Some weeks back, I played music written in the 1940s. Today, I'm using the 1950 Hit Parade as my guide. Teresa Brewer took Music, Music, Music to the top of the charts in March 1950 in both the US and the UK for a combined total of 10 weeks. At the time, the criteria in the UK was sheet music, while in the States it was sales of records, number of airplays, and the most played in jukeboxes. John Atwill recorded that track in 2000 on the Compton Hybrid instrument in the town hall of Malvern in the Melbourne area of Australia. Anton Caris' iconic theme for the 1949 film The Third Man didn't chart in the UK until 28th of January 1950, where it lasted 4 weeks in the top spot. In the US, it stayed a whopping 11 weeks at number one. Another Australian, Chris McPhee, arranged the music for Theatre Pipes on the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Capri Theatre Adelaide for his Celebrate CD, released in 2007.
Thank you.
theme from the film The Third Man, also known as the Harry Lime theme, Chris McPhee and the Capri Wurlitzer. Back in the 1950s, older music wasn't considered as passé as it is today. Rodgers and Hart's 1940 song Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered was a hit for both Doris Day and Mel Torme on both sides of the Atlantic, firmly placing it in the Great American Songbook. In 1976, Lynn Larson made this instrumental version on yet another hybrid, the Wurlitzer Mono from the Fox and Capitol Theatres in Washington, D.C., then in the home of Richard F. Klein in Auburn Springs, Maryland. The Tennessee Waltz was composed by country stars Pee-wee King and Red Stewart in 1946, but Pee-wee's hit recording wasn't cut until 1948. Patti Page then took the song to number one in the USA at the end of December 1950, where it stayed for 9 weeks, selling over 10 million copies, the biggest selling record of all time for any female artist. In 2011, Atlanta area organist John Clark McCall made this recording of the music, which is now one of Tennessee's official state songs, on the ex-Florida Theatre Jacksonville Wurlitzer, now in the Grace Church in Sarasota, Florida. Enjoy Yourself, It's Later Than You Think, played by Ken Double on the Well It's Set in the Long Center, Lafayette, Indiana, taken from his concert performance there for the American Theatre Organ Society convention in 2014. The song was written in 1948 by Carl Sigman with lyrics by Herb Magison, apparently over the telephone, and it charted in 1950 for both Doris Day and Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. In November of 1950, Harbour Lights was the big hit for Sammy Kaye and his orchestra, but it has been successful for many artists since, including Bing Crosby, Guy Lombardo, Elvis Presley even, and in 1960 for the Platters. It was composed in England in 1937 by Jimmy Kennedy and Hugh Williams, the pen name of Austrian composer Will Grosch, who fled to the UK in 1934 to avoid the Nazi takeover. Ivan Dittmars and Alex Lasker taped this arrangement on the infamous 5002 Pipes LP, which proclaimed that they were playing two identical Robert Morton organs, when in fact it was four hands on this single organ in the Lauren Whitney Studio in Glendale, California. One of the most popular singing groups in the USA in the 1950s was the Ames Brothers, who hailed from Malden, Massachusetts. They had three big hits in 1950, Sentimental Me, Can Anyone Explain, and this next upbeat number, Ragmop, which was recorded by no less than seven artists that year, but with only the Ames version reaching number one. I have just two versions on Theatre Pipes, both taped on the Well It's Set in the Oaks Park Roller Rink in Portland, Oregon. This is its late longtime house organist Don Simmons from an LP released in 1966. The 1949 film My Foolish Heart was generally panned by the critics, and its title music attracted the scathing remark from Time magazine, "Nothing offsets the blight of such tear-splashed excesses as the bloop-de-bloop of a sentimental ballad on the soundtrack." Needless to say, the song became a big hit, especially with the velvet tones of Billy Eckstine. The late Tom Sheen recorded this dreamy version of the Ned Washington and Victor Young evergreen on the Wurlitzer, which in 1961 was in the Renwick Recording Studios in Long Island, New York. That's all I have today for the year 1950. I'm back next week with music that made the charts in 1951, so do please join me again at the same time on this station. My website, hotpipes.eu, contains many older shows of both the 1 hour and half hour editions, along with links to many other related websites, so do please pay a visit. From Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes, it's bye bye for now.